This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You are the big voice guy. It is the JR Sport Brief right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham out of Washington, D.C., sitting in for our guy JR. Number to call us, 888-710-4476. That is 888-710-4476. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. A lot more to get to. Top of the 7 o'clock hour on the East Coast. Coming up in exactly 1 hour, our first guest is going to stop by the program, Greg Washburn of the Boston Globe, longtime NBA reporter, going to join us. We had his thoughts on NBA free agency. Speaking of NBA free agency, Shams Bomb, am I allowed to say that? Did we graduate from? I was just joking, Ryan. I knew I could say that. But we go from Woj Bombs to Shams Bombs. Gary Washburn, excuse me, of the Boston Globe. I'm going to join us coming up top of the 8 o'clock hour. But there are Woj Bombs. Now there are Shams Bombs. Jackson Hayes returning to the Los Angeles Lakers on a one-year deal, assuming that he is going to be the backup for DeAndre Ayton, who, you know, the Lakers shocked the world by signing the other day. Look, this is just another nothing burger for the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm not a fan of what they've done. I don't know what the direction is right now, and it's what we've talked about throughout the first hour plus of this program. What is next in La La Land? And I think as we sit here, day before the 4th of July, people out on the grill, people are going to the beach. It's that time of year. It's supposed to be vibing. The Lakers are doing everything but vibing right now. They are 110%. I feel like I'm about to go into panic mode. That's what I feel like is next for the Lakers. Panic mode. But I'll stop dunking on the Lakers here momentarily because it's too easy. You all heard all of the loads of things I had to say about them in the opening hour. It's too easy to me in terms of piling on Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss. Best of luck to them. Hopefully they don't go back into the Stone Ages of the Los Angeles Lakers. When I said the Stone Ages, I mean life before LeBron James and how miserable they were as a franchise for that stretch of time. Hopefully, for Laker fans out there, that does not happen. I do want to get into Mike Brown, new head coach of the New York Knicks. I've long said if New York did not advance to the finals, I probably would have to hit the eject button on Tom Thibodeau, and shout out to Leon Rose and company for doing it. It's a tough decision. When you think about what Tom Thibodeau did for the Knicks and where he got them to relative to what they've been able to do over the course of the history of this franchise here in the last 20, 30 years, it was a throwback. New York was vibing. The Garden was buzzing. It was great. But it wasn't good enough. And when you think about all of the gambles and all that they have invested into this roster, trading Buku draft capital for Bridges, trading for Karl-Anthony Towns, getting OG Anunoby, paying him, this is a championship level payroll. So coming up short, especially when you consider the circumstances of the Eastern Conference last year, the way the injury bug hit that group, there's no excuse for the Knicks to fall short. They did so because of their head coach, talking about Tom Thibodeau. And because from a personnel standpoint, I look at what the Knicks had and go, okay, you could argue that they were a day late and a dollar short, I guess, from a personnel standpoint. It's why, you know, Tibbs was a little bit reluctant to play guys off the bench. They were able to, and it hasn't gone final yet, but rumor has it, Jordan Clarkson, now going to be a member of the New York Knicks. I love that move for New York. It's exactly what the doctor ordered from a player personnel standpoint. There are two things the Knicks clearly needed. They needed a five-man that can allow Karl Anthony Towns to play power forward and really use his advantage offensively. They need that bad. And then they needed some punch off the bench. Campaign and Deuce McBride ain't cutting it. They're just not. Jordan Clarkson is a bona fide bucket getter. A guy that just can score 20 points in his sleep. And he should have the runway with that Knicks second unit to have the green light to just go score and go try and get buckets. That's the beautiful thing about the addition of Jordan Clarkson. I love it for the New York Knicks. What I love even more, though, as I continue to say, I love hiring Mike Brown. I do. I think Mike Brown is not the sexy hire. It's not a hire that I think people looked at and go, yeah, this will be the one that moves the needle. I don't think that was this move at all. But I do think the Mike Brown hire gives New York a sense of stability. And it gives them a guy with a pretty decorated resume, right? This is someone that's coached under Greg Popovich, that's coached under Rick Carlisle, that's coached under Steve Kerr. So three of the best coaches this game has ever seen. In terms of the New York bright lights being too much for him, he's been the head coach of LeBron James and Kobe Bryant before, right? He has coached a number one defense before. He has coached a number one offense before with the Sacramento Kings. This is a two-time NBA Coach of the Year. So I know the way the Knicks went about their process was a little bit unorthodox, but do not turn your nose at the ultimate result. You got Mike Brown. And think about where Mike Brown comes from. Think about the amount of time Mike Brown spent in Golden State. And think about the issues that the Knicks had last year during the postseason. They got stagnant offensively. I said it a bevy of different times here on the network. They were treating Jalen Brunson, one, like Karl Anthony Towns didn't exist as his co-star at times. And then two, if you're old enough to remember 01 Allen Iverson, the MVP Allen Iverson, the guy that made it to the finals. If you're old enough to remember that version of AI and how they used the hell out of him, that's what it felt like in terms of Jalen Brunson's usage. And that's no slight and shade to Jalen Brunson. He is a phenomenal player. But that didn't make sense in terms of how they were using it. And I think a more balanced offensive approach in the long run could be beneficial for the Knicks. I get it. During the regular season, JB going boogie, point blank. He's going to get his buckets, going to draw his fouls. We saw how that whistle changed, though, in the postseason. We did. We saw it. Now with Mike Brown being able to scheme things up via the pen, via the clipboard, they should get easier buckets. Mike Brown also is a guy that gets people to lock in and compete on the defensive end of the floor. So I love it for New York. And to me, the big thing that really stands out about this is the current state of the Eastern Conference. The current state of the Eastern Conference, the landscape out east, it's a war zone damn near in terms of all the attrition that the top teams from a year ago are dealing with. In Cleveland, a team that last year finishes, the top three seed in this conference. No Darius Garland for them to start the season. Dagger. We saw what happened to Jason Tatum. he's going to miss a chunk of time next year, or all of next year. So Boston, bye-bye, out of the contender equation, in my opinion. You look at the Indiana Pacers, no Tyrese Halliburton, right? Miles Turner now playing elsewhere. The Pacers are going to take a step back. To me, the two front runners right now in the Eastern Conference are the New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers. I know that second team, me mentioning Philly, is going to rub some people the wrong way. If Philly can stay healthy, there are not many rosters on paper that I like better than the Sixers. But this isn't about them right now. This is about how I think the New York Knicks knocked this thing out of the park in terms of this hire. I think they knocked it out of the park. The question is going to be, can Mike Brown get this group over the hump? And in terms of what they have done, because this is a very uniquely built team. I keep seeing, you know, they're always in the Giannis rumor mill. We'll talk about the Greek Freak coming up here momentarily as well. But New York consistently mentioned as a team that's got the assets to go acquire a guy like Giannis. You can't give up on this core yet. I don't think so. They've swung for the fences, is how I would put it, in terms of how aggressive they have been in trying to put this thing together. And as a basketball fan, if I was a fan of the Knicks, I'd love it. This is what you want your team doing. You want your team aggressive, consistently trying to find a way to get an edge over their opponents. And that's what the Knicks have done. I know this hiring process has been a wee bit unorthodox. I get that. But the end result, I think, is the best case scenario maybe for the New York Knicks. I don't know who else I would have wanted to have this job outside of Mike Brown. I know they interviewed Taylor Jenkins. Okay. He's cool. But he's going to get you prolific offense. I was advocating for a guy like Scott Brooks. Scott Brooks, former Thunder coach. In terms of a guy that can draw up good offense, that's all the Knicks need. Because I think defensively, as long as the coach comes in there and preaches it, they have the personnel with OG Anunoby, with Mikal Bridges, with Josh Hart. They have the personnel to be good on that end of the floor. Now, I get having Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson stick out like a sore thumb is definitely detrimental to your team defense. I get that 100%. But they got to be better than what they were last year at times. I kept saying it was the worst Tom Thibodeau-led defense I had ever seen. Almost made me question, well, what the hell is Tibbs doing? Because we know Tibbs isn't known for his offense. We know that's the case. So it'll be fascinating to see. I will put them atop the Eastern Conference, though. Even ahead of Philly, because their situation is not dependent upon health. We know the Knicks are going to be healthy. Cat's been nicked up here and there, but we know that the Knicks are going to be healthy for the most part. It's funny to me, though, hearing some people talk about this, and maybe this is because you fired Tom Thibodeau, there's kind of some sizzle lacking with this hire. I get it. But it doesn't always have to be sexy. It doesn't always have to be glamorous. It's about substance, and I think Mike Brown brings substance. I keep reminding you all, this is a multiple-time NBA Coach of the Year. Think about what he was able to do a couple of seasons ago, turning around the Sacramento Kings, an organization that had been bottom feeders, dust bunnies. Think about it. So he's got the star power in New York. You think about the roster he inherited in Sacramento and the roster he's now inheriting in New York in the Big Apple. Much, much better. Now, there's one piece I still think needs to be added. I mentioned they needed a scoring pop off the bench. I think Jordan Clarkson for sure gives you that. The other thing they need is a guy that they can put at center to allow Cat to play the four. And you saw what he did at times last year and how much of a mismatch nightmare he could be. But when you're asking him to bang and squabble up down low trying to grab rebounds, that's not him. That's not where he's at his best. I think as a coach, as an organization, that's your job. Put your guys in the best position possible. Is it a scenario where you start Mitchell Robinson and you're now playing a different big off of the bench. I don't know what they're going to have to do. Are they in potentially on Al Horford? Who knows? The thing to me about New York, it's almost a gift and a curse for Mike Brown. I think their expectations are going to be sky high next year for good reason, for the reasons I just mentioned, because of the current state of the Eastern Conference. Will the pressure be too much for them? Will they be able to live up to those expectations? That's the question to me. But overall, I like the hire. And if we're looking at the front runners and the teams that should be looked at as, okay, they're probably going to be in the finals. They have a real good shot atop the East next year. It's the Knicks. It's the Sixers. Clear as day to me. Knicks and Sixers. 888-710-4476 is the number. 888-710-4476 is how you reach us right here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's the JR Sport Brief. Lino Willingham out of Washington, D.C., sitting in for my guy, JR. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. Just mentioned Jackson Hayes, now a member, or returning rather, to the Los Angeles Lakers, joining DeAndre Ayton as they try to bolster that front court to appease Luka Doncic, I think. And I can't wait to. We'll re-rack the convo a little bit later on in the show because I'm fascinated to hear what a lot of you all think. And I know as we get into this 8 o'clock hour, we get some more people joining us here. But, man, the Lakers are in a real, real peculiar situation. And right now, to me, have to be considered one of the losers of the offseason. I gave you a couple offseason winners. I gave you Houston before we took the last time out. Another clear-cut NBA offseason winner to me as well. I mean, and they really, really went for it, and I think they may be my biggest winner of the offseason to this point. The Denver Nuggets made shrewd move after shrewd move after shrewd move. Their starting lineup is always going to be one of the best in the sport, but the ancillary pieces that they've been able to add here since the offseason has started, trading for Cam Johnson from Brooklyn, getting off of that Michael Porter Jr. deal, a guy that's probably a better fit in Cam Johnson. You get back Bruce Brown Jr., which I think was massive when you think about what he meant to that finals team that they had. Getting him back, I think, is huge. You're now in a position where, you know, Jonas Valanciunas is on the board for you as well here, potentially. Tim Hardaway Jr. being brought in. Like, think about what the Nuggets are and whether they're at their best. What's the best way to build around Nikola Jokic? Depth and shooting. That's it. You surround him with three-point shooters and four other guys on the floor at all times that can shoot the basketball. He is going to make the right play 9 times out of 10. I know we saw a couple of playoff games where he didn't share the rock properly and he turned it over a bunch. But we know him as one of the greatest passers that this game has ever seen at the big man spot. You give him shooters, you will have success. I know I was giving Houston their flowers. It's hard. When you're in the moment, it's tough. You get recency bias, right? Based on the way Denver played OKC in the postseason, if they would have been able to sneak out of that Game 7, talking about the Nugs, I think they would have won the finals. I firmly believe that. I firmly, firmly believe that. Now for them, it's about how do we retool? How do we continue to put a quality team around Nikola Jokic year in and year out? Because he's not going nowhere. His dominance, his reign of dominance, I think, is going to continue because he's that special of an NBA player. But if you're Denver, if you're a Nuggets fan out there, you got to feel really, really good about where things currently stand with you and what you've been able to accomplish to this point in the offseason. You got to feel like you're right on the doorstep of being right back, you know, in pole position in the Western Conference. Question is, it's going to be health. Can guys stay healthy? Can guys play a little bit better because they're on the floor with Nikola Jokic? I'm thinking about Tim Hardaway Jr., who is as lethal of a sharpshooter as there is in the association. Having him on this team with Cam Johnson, with Jamal Murray and the plethora of other shooters that they've got, I love what Denver's doing. Would I dare put them ahead of OKC already? Probably not. I give them the benefit of the doubt. They had a special year last year, so I know it's going to be easy to try and crown a new team in the West. But for as much praise as I give OKC, and as much praise as I give Denver, OKC is still the class of the Western Conference. I don't think anybody can argue with that. They are still very much the class of the conference. They've got the best player. Talking about Nikola Jokic, for my money at least. But if you are Denver, if you are Houston, for as much of a logjam as it was, like 1-6 in the West last year, you got to feel like if you're Houston and Denver, you have done at least enough to separate yourselves from those other teams. The question is, have you done enough to catch Oklahoma City? That's the big question. 888-710-4476 is how you reach me. 888-710-4476 is how you reach me. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. A lot more to get to here on the JR Sport Brief as we take you up the 10 p.m. Eastern time. Lano Willingham out of Washington, D.C., sitting in for a guy, JR. Coming up in about 40 minutes, our guy Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe going to join us. We get his thoughts on NBA free agency as well as the moves that have been made in the Western Conference. Has Houston done enough? Has Denver done enough to potentially dethrone the Thunder? We'll talk about that as we continue to roll throughout this hour. We'll take your calls on if you like Mike Brown as the head coach of the New York Knicks. But when we come back, though, talk a little bit about Giannis Antetokounmpo and what the Bucks have done to this point in the NBA offseason. And is it enough to keep the Greek Freak happy? That is next here on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is JR Sport Brief right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Take you up to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Linnell Willingham out of Washington, D.C., sitting in for a guy, JR. Number to reach us, 888-710-4476. That is 888-710-4476. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. Gary Washburn of Boston Globe going to join us in about a half hour. We'll get his thoughts on NBA free agency. Get his thoughts on LeBron James as well. And something I was thinking about during the break. We'll get Giannis Antetokounmpo here in a second. Something that I thought about with LeBron James is, well, how does LeBron's future in Los Angeles impact Bronny's future in Los Angeles? That, to me, is a massive question as well that maybe not enough people are paying attention to. If what I said is true, that LeBron has played his final game as a member of the Lakers, does it mean Bronny's played his final game as a member of the Lakers? I'll even take it a step further. And maybe you can call us on this as well. Can Bronny sustain an NBA career if he's not on the same team as his father? Can Bronny James sustain an NBA career if he is not on the same roster as LeBron? And I have been one of the bigger Bronny James advocates in sports radio in terms of me not piling on the kid, understanding what he was at the high school level, understanding that he had a heart attack at USC, some of the details that people just, you know, conveniently omit when they're building their hate piece against Bronny, hollering nepotism and things of that nature. The bottom line is this: if you watched Bronny at all last year, there were some clear signs of, hey, maybe this guy can do it. Hey, maybe this cat belongs and can hold his own. I've always felt that way, by the way. I've always felt that way. See, people are upset at how he got to the Lakers and that LeBron James pulled strings and forced him there. I always said it the entire time last summer when we were discussing this. I could really care less if, you know, LeBron forced his son to the team. But don't sit here and act like Bronny wasn't a draftable player. Don't sit there and act like there was not upside in reason and logic to take a flyer on him as a second-round pick. And that's what we argued till we were blue in the face last summer. But now that LeBron potentially could be on his way out of La La Land, how confident are you that Bronny James can sustain his career if Pops isn't around? Bronny James actually spoke yesterday as the Lakers wrapped up their first summer league practice. Here's what he had to say about all the swirling rumors surrounding him and Papa James.
No, we don't really talk about much, but I think when stuff like that does come up, he just tells me to not worry about it, not even pay attention to it, just laughing into what you have going on right now. And that's what's going to get me better and stay, you know, keep me focused. So I think it's good that he, you know, tells me to not pay attention to that stuff.
Answer like a true pro. Say what you want about the basketball ability of Bronny James, but the way he handles himself on the floor, off the floor, with the media, stand-up individual. He handled that perfectly. He didn't take the bait from the LA media, and I'm not surprised that he didn't. But what I am surprised about is that he even said that much, that Bron tells him, oh, don't worry about stuff like that. I would have been like, hey, we don't even talk about it. What rumor? What are you talking about? That's the real LeBron James card, Bronny. That's what your papa really wanted you to say. It's rumors. What rumors? Turn a blind eye to what's going on right now. Act as if you're above it all. We know LeBron James has no shame in doing that. But look, in terms of the question, I think it goes back to last year, last summer, and what Bronny was and what the projections were. Before I saw him play a second of summer league basketball, I thought, man, Bronny at 6'2", could turn into like maybe an Eric Bledsoe or like a Davion Mitchell. You see Cason Wallace getting big minutes with OKC because he can flat out defend. Like, that's the type of trajectory and career arc I see for Bronny James. That's something that could be a starter in this league and allow you to have a really, really long career. No shame in that at all. No shame in that at all. People aren't even willing to give him the benefit of the doubt when it comes to him turning into at least that. But I know last summer, whether it's fair or not, right? Last summer, I think a lot of people formed their opinion on what Bronny James was going to be as a pro. Because there were the struggles in summer league, because he got off to a slow start in summer league, and he had a couple of nice performances, but, you know, all in all, it was kind of underwhelming. That allowed people to cast judgment on what they think he could possibly be. What will he ultimately turn into? And I think clearly, right, it's premature. He got marketably better throughout the G League season and the NBA regular season. So the work he is putting in, the plan that they have in place for him, I think is working. He got better from game one to game 82. 100%. This summer, though, one of the most non-talked-about storylines, he's going to play summer league again. And a year older in summer league, knowing what to expect, my expectations are a little bit higher for Bronny this time around in summer league. Because you've dealt with all the pressure already. People are going to be on your ass. You know it. You're the son of the greatest player of all time. Heavy is the crown that's on the head. But you get what I'm saying? Like, he is always going to have pressure on him. And I think the sooner he embraces that, and I think he has, the better he'll be. And when I say embrace it, I don't mean feed into it. I mean, understand that it's part of the fabric of who you are, right? You're the son of LeBron James. Of course people are going to over-criticize your game. Of course people are going to have a ton of negative things to say about you. That's what comes with the territory. And to his credit, right, he's a young cat that has social media and streams and does all that. Bronny James could have been crashed out, so to speak, in terms of the way he's being treated online and on social media. He could have been snapped and sent out a series of angry tweets or put out a video that was confrontational or what. He hasn't moved that way at all. And at times, we all know it, he's deserved to. Some of the commentary surrounding Bronny, you would have thought that he was like a charity case, a YMCA tryout kid, a make-a-wish kid. Like, that's the way people are talking about Bronny James. And I think it's totally unfair. I think it's hyperbolized. And I think if you actually understand the sport and understand what brand of basketball he's trying to play, he's not some flashy 25-point-per-game scorer. That's not who he is. He's a 6'2 point guard. He's not LeBron. He's not. But he has his own style of play. And I think you started to see it slowly but surely last year. He is mastering his style of play. He's unselfish. He gets his teammates involved. He competes. I think for him, it's just about getting bigger, faster, stronger. And with the genes of LeBron, should have any problem doing that. I don't think he will. I'm super eager to see what he does in summer league. I am. I sure as hell am. Because there was, I forgot, was it Dave McMenamin I was listening to? Who spoke about Bronny saying, yeah, the Lakers expect, you know, he may be a part of their rotation next year. Huh? That was back when they were still trying to kiss LeBron's ass, I guess. I don't know if he'll crack the Lakers rotation and be a significant member, a consistent, a mainstay, so on and so forth in their rotation next year. But I do know this summer league, whether it's, you know, fair or not, this summer league is going to have a big impact on how we view him and judge him. He's now a year into this thing. He ain't a rookie anymore. How much work did you put in during the course of the season? How much work have you put in to this point in the summer? It all gets exposed sooner rather than later. And when I use the word exposed, it comes off as like cynical. It's not at all what I'm trying to do here. But, you know, when it comes to Bronny, If he struggles in summer league, it's going to be a lot of loud conversation about it. If he plays well, I think it'll also be a lot of loud conversation about it. The ball is in his court, no pun intended, right? It's up to Bronny. I think he'll, you know, fare well for himself. I think the kid's talented. I just think our expectations, because of who's his dad is, are probably unfair. Just a little bit. Right? Obviously being sarcastic when I say this, they're totally unfair. Totally unfair. Because they're two different players. I'm not evaluating, I'm not box score watching with Bronny James. You'll miss it. He plays with too much thought, too much IQ, too much nuance. You got to watch everything he's doing or you'll miss it. Can't look at a box score and see a 2-for-11 from the field and think, that, oh, he was awful last night. It's not the way real basketball hoop heads evaluate stuff. If you want to be, you know, a casual and box score watching, smack talk Bronny James for a bad shooting night, have it. You have it. Do what you want to do. I think this summer goes a long way in terms of him establishing respect amongst his peers and amongst media members as well. Because he survived it. To his credit, he survived last year. It was a media circus. And Pops isn't making it any better by him and Rich Paul releasing statements to Shams. It is messy in Los Angeles. But Bronny, as LeBron says, got to put all that behind him. None of that can be relevant. It's all about how can I get better? How can I help us win? Can I earn myself a spot in this or someone else's rotation next year? That's what the goal should be for Bronny James. And I think coming up in, I guess we're like a week. Are we even a week? 2 weeks out from the start of summer league? We're close. About a week? We're close. In about a week, you'll figure it out. We're going to know. It's either what's the old adage, crap or get off of the pot. Put up or shut up. Go hard or go home. However you want to describe it. Bronny James is going to be heavily scrutinized. And people are going to have opinions about how he plays in summer league. For his sake, I hope he plays well. And I'll even take it a step further. Like I've said, I think he will play well. And if you box score watch, I don't think you should have an opinion. Because it could be a poor shooting night where he defended his ass off, got a couple steals, a block, rotated well, hockey assist, all that, man. He is a student of the game. His IQ is sky high. I just think things need to slow down for him a little bit, and he needs to stop reading the press clippings. I would love to know, and I know Bron is telling me, hey, don't read that stuff, man. We above that, man. Does Bronny James read the comments? Does he read the nasty things people say about him? I think that we get it harsh on social media sometimes in sports radio. Imagine what the hell people are tweeting at Bronny James after an 11-minute performance where he turns it over twice and shoots 1-for-4 from the field. People are probably going berserk, saying all types of rude derogatory comments toward the kid. Got to have thick skin. Got to embrace it. I think this summer, though, as loud as the whispers were last year and people questioning whether or not he belonged, I think he quiets some of those doubters coming up here in about a week in Las Vegas Summer League and the L.A. Summer League as well. 888-710-4476 is how you reach us right here on the JR Sport Brief. We're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham out of Washington, D.C. We will take you up to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Coming up in about 20 minutes as we've been teasing all show long. Longtime NBA insider, NBA reporter for the Boston Globe, Gary Washburn, going to join the program. We get his thoughts on what is next for LeBron and the Lakers, plus some of his winners and losers of the offseason to this point as well. We'll do that coming up top of the 8 o'clock hour on the East Coast. When we get back, though, Giannis Antetokounmpo, have the Bucks done enough to keep him happy? That's next here on the Infinity Sports Network. But first, the Sports Flash with Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is JR Sport Brief right here on the Infinity Sports Network. You're tapped in. The youngest in charge, Danell Willingham out of Washington, D.C. He'll take you up to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Number to get at me, 888-710-4476. You tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. Same handle on all social media platforms. A lot more to get to. Gary Washburn, national NBA writer for the Boston Globe, going to join us coming up in about 12 minutes. We get his thoughts on what's going on in NBA free agency. I know out there in Beantown, a lot of folks keeping their eyes peeled as to whether or not Brad Stevens and company choose to bring in Damian Lillard. Wouldn't that be, you know, a shot in the arm offensively for the Boston Celtics when he's able to return? But next year for Boston, as I continue to look at it, really pretty much a nothing burger in terms of what my expectations are. I don't think they'll be good. I think they will definitely struggle. And maybe they're better off for it. Can they have a situation where, you know, they're bad and they end up in the lottery and then you never know what can happen from there? That's where this is all fascinating to me when it comes to Boston. We will ask our guy Gary Washburn all things Celtics coming up in about 11 minutes right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Now, I want to get into Giannis Antetokounmpo real quick while we got a second here. And Ryan, I just shot you over something here. But the Giannis thing, it's a bigger picture. It's a bigger fundamental issue that I have right now with the NBA. Because I don't think you see this in the NFL or in other pro sports as often as you do in the NBA. For whatever reason, it feels like when major, super talented players are being traded in the NBA, it's almost as if the team has zero leverage. That's kind of how it's starting to feel. When it comes to marquee guys being on the move, the teams don't have a bunch of leverage. What do I mean by that? I continue to believe that if you're Giannis right now, right? If you're Giannis, you're in a situation where if you do get traded for Milwaukee because they drafted you, because you won them a title, I think there's this thought amongst these athletes, and I'm on the side of the teams, by the way. There's this thought amongst these athletes that, hey, you know, the team owes me something. They don't owe you a damn thing. They pay you. They feed you. They do whatever they do within the contract. Nothing in that contract says when they choose to get rid of your ass that they got to send you to a preferred destination. And that, to me, is what's been annoying when it comes to the NBA, specifically with this Giannis situation. A guy like Giannis, First of all, what Milwaukee has done at this point, and we'll pick back up on the Giannis convo right after we hop off with Jerry Washburn, because this is fascinating to me. What Milwaukee has done to try and prove themselves worthy of being a contender to Giannis, I don't think is enough. But if you're Milwaukee, like, you know it's not enough. You know, based off of financial constraints, the best team that you could probably field ain't going to be a championship-caliber team. So then the ball is in Giannis' court after you watch what they've done. You watch the moves. That's what he says is happening. And I'm vouching to see what they do. I'm vouching to see if they're going to be able to put together a roster for me. They'll be able to go compete for a championship. That is what Giannis is waiting on right now. And if I'm the Bucks, I'm saying, hey, look, man, I'm looking at myself in the mirror. See, honesty doesn't happen enough amongst NBA front offices. I'm looking at myself in the mirror going, you know what? We're probably not going to be able to compete for a title with Giannis. But because of his age and how dominant he's still playing, we could get a pretty sizable return for Giannis' services. But you know what, Milwaukee's probably, if they do choose to trade Giannis, you know what they're going to choose to do? You know what I see happening here? If I'm Giannis, first and foremost, you got to be honest with yourself. Like I said, not enough people look in the mirror. Giannis also has to look himself in the mirror and go, okay, is this really what's best for me? And then this is where the Bucks have to man up and make big boy decisions. Giannis, I'm not letting you choose your trade destination because you want us a title. I'm trying to flip you to the highest bidder so that we can continue. It's a business, right? So that we can continue to, you know, have a good reputation, I guess. Be formidable in life after Giannis. That's what would matter to me if I'm Milwaukee. Not trying to make sure I'm kissing Giannis' ass and treating him the exact right way. You heard it here first. Bucks got to trade Giannis. Both parties are due for a split. Top of the 8 o'clock hour coming up on the East Coast right here on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief. Lynnell Willingham sitting in for JR. When we come back, NBA reporter, NBA writer for the Boston Globe, Gary Washburn, joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.